It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad to be with you, neighbor. You're my television neighbor. And I like to bring things to show you and talk with you about different things. Look at this. A giraffe. Mm-hmm. And look at this. You know what that is? An elephant. A toy elephant. And what about this? A tiger. Mm-hmm. These are just toys that people can play with. But you know there are such animals that live in the world. Mm-hmm. Real ones. Of course, the live ones are much, much bigger than these toys. Oh, yes. In fact, they're bigger than this whole room here. They're bigger than this bench. And they're taller than I am. Well, I'm telling you about this because I'm going to go to a very special place today. A place that I've wanted you to see for a long time. It's a place that has animals like giraffes and elephants and other animals that live right out in the wild. And I'm going to take my camera with me so that I can take some pictures of those animals when we get there. Mr. McFeely will be here any minute. He's going to show me the way to this place. Maybe that's he now. Let's see. It is. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Can you deliver? Are you ready to go to the Wild Animal Park?
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming for me.
Well, I like that place a lot, but I can't stay very long today. But I'll introduce you to Joan Embry, and she'll show you around.
All right. I want to see some live giraffes and elephants.
Well, that's the place to see them. Shall we go?
Yes, I want to take my camera with me to take some pictures.
That's a good idea.
Very good. Let's go to the neighborhood Wild Animal Park.
Speedy delivery.
Beautiful.
Now, right over here are some birds. Let's take a look at them first, all right?
All right.
Okay. Well, look at the birds there, some of them feeding up there.
They look so comfortable, all of them together.
All different colors, all living together. I think you can see them a little better over here.
Okay.
Oh, look at that one. Oh.
I'd like to take your picture.
All right.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
That's good.
Right about here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
Now, there's something else I want to show you, and it's right over this way. Come along this way.
All right.
I'll show you some large birds, one of my favorite ones.
Oh, flamingos.
That's right, flamingos. Those are beautiful birds.
Oh, my. Some of them look asleep to me.
I think they are. They're... I like the color.
Mm-hmm. Hello, flamingo.
Are you going to take a picture of the flamingos?
Sure I will. They're your favorites. I'll
take
one for you.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up this pathway, I want to show you something that's really large.
All right.
Right this way.
I like this place?
Oh, it's one of my favorite places. I come as often as I can here.
What is this large thing you want to show?
Well, oh, right over here. Now, you see, just down there a long way away, you see?
Oh, tigers.
That's right, tigers. Beautiful animals.
Are they tame?
No, they're not tame. That's why we're up here. You don't get close to them.
I love to watch animals. There's something so majestic about them.
Just walking around the...
So royal.
They certainly are. You know, now I'd like you to meet Joan.
Joan Embry.
That's right.
Oh, good.
Right this way.
Right.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
How are you? I'm fine, thanks, Joan. I'd like to meet Fred Rogers.
Hi, Fred.
Good
welcome.
To meet you. Thank you, Joan.
I have more deliveries to make, so I'll let Joan be your guide from now on, all right?
All right, but I'd like to take your picture first.
Okay, that'd be great. Here we go. Alrighty, thank
good.
You. Speedy delivery. See you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
What a wonderful place you have here.
Isn't it pretty?
Oh, it's magnificent.
Actually, this is not a typical zoo, as most people think of a zoo. Here we have areas that are representing various parts of the world. The animals roam through huge exhibits. We have about 1,800 acres, and each exhibit is about 125 acres. So the animals are all combined, and if we look clear across the hill, what look like rocks to us from here are actually eland. They're the largest antelope, so they're quite large animals. And they're resting on the hillside. Early in the morning and late in the evening, they'll come down to the water hole here and they'll drink, and then they'll spend part of their day grazing.
What are they called? Eland?
Eland. And if you see something that really looks like a large boulder, it's actually a rhino.
Aha.
And we have a female right now that has a young calf by her side.
Was that born here, that calf?
It was born here, and the females are quite protective of their youngsters, so we always have to be careful about approaching them. Most of the animals here are fairly accustomed to people in close proximity, but we always have to remember they're still wild. If we look right over here in front of us, we'll see a tall tree that has some browse hanging from it, and we have a giraffe grazing there.
That tall neck.
They range up to 18 feet tall, so they are the tallest mammal, even taller than elephants.
It'd be fun to meet them up close, but I suppose you wouldn't be able to.
Well, would you like to see one up close?
Would it hurt?
Well, what we can do is we'll go get a truck and we'll drive in and let you get a close-up look at one.
I'd like that.
That'd be fun?
Yeah.
Eye to eye with a giraffe?
Eye to eye with a giraffe. Okay.
Well, let's go.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joan.
Do you think we could catch a ride out to see the giraffe?
Sure.
I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
Well, hi, Fred. Nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
This is Joel Edelstein, and he's going to take some food out to the animals, so maybe he'll let us get a close look at those giraffes.
Good. Sure. Thank you, Joel.
Okay, what you do is just grab a hold of here like a monkey.
Come on in.
Climb right up.
All right.
And sit down right here.
Okay.
This truck goes out daily and takes food out, and we have feeders. We put food in for the animals.
Uh-huh.
And it also gives us a little bit of protection because we'll be in the middle of all of them.
So this truck will be our protection.
Right. And on the way, right up here, we'll stop off and take a look at the elephants.
All right.
Okay. All right, Joel, we're ready.
Off we go.
We're off.
Is this like being in the jungle?
Well, it's not exactly jungle. I mean, there are some parts of Africa that have rainforest-type jungle, but most of it's open savanna. Most of the animals we'll see today are from that type of area, from East Africa, South Africa, but not jungle as such. Okay, here we are coming up on the elephants now. And you can just look straight across. See them grazing. And you'll see her huge ears. Actually, those ears, they flap, and the blood vessels run through them, and by flapping them, they can cool their body temperature on a very hot day.
They're so big.
Aren't they huge? Oh. Elephants weigh 8,000 to 10,000 pounds and stand 8 to 10 feet tall. But it takes them a long time to reach their full size. They're very slow growing, like humans.
Are they smart?
Extremely intelligent. People say, is it true that elephants don't forget? It's just that they have a good memory, and they retain a lot of what experiences that they've had.
What about their tusks?
Their tusks are teeth. They're actually incisor teeth, like our incisors, but they grow continuously throughout the animal's life.
You know so much about so many animals. Have you always liked them?
Since I was a little tiny girl, I watched them on television. I grew up going to the zoo, and I thought, what better place to start my career than working with animals?
And so you started with an elephant?
I started with a baby elephant who is now 8 foot tall, and she and I were very close, and I was amazed at how intelligent she was. And she learned to do everything I'd ever trained a dog to do, but more, and knew me well, and we had a great relationship, and doing animal shows began with an elephant by the name of Carol.
I'll just take a picture of all those elephants there.
And Carol's among them.
Good. Now, are the giraffes anywhere near here?
They're just up ahead. Should we go take a look?
Sure.
Okay, Joel, we're ready. Well, here are the giraffes. Because of their height, they can see quite a long distance. So they know if anybody's coming. Hi! Aren't they eloquent? And then they move.
Yes.
Very graceful.
How do you do?
They have a long stride, so every time they walk, they cover about 15 feet of ground.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like to try and feed one?
How?
Well, I just happen to have some of Joel's carrots here. There you go. Now, if you hold it up there, you'll see how long their tongues are, which they wrap around the branches on the acacia trees. This one's a little more timid. The other one's going to come take it away from you.
You can you see feel as if you want to pat them. Should you pat them?
Well, some of them are a little timid, and if you pat them, they might swing their head. It can knock you over, actually. You have to be real careful. Move real slow with them.
I never knew we could get this close. Would you like one?
Of course, most giraffes in the wild probably wouldn't let you get quite this close. But these giraffes have learned to trust people, that we won't hurt them. And they like these carrots.
Marks, don't they?
Each one is different. And its marking. You can identify individuals by their marking. And the male's horns are a little bit longer, more prominent on his head.
I don't see his teeth.
They do have teeth in the back, but they're like a cow. They actually chew a cud. So they have no upper teeth in front. That's why they use their tongue to move their food to the back of their mouth where their teeth are. See the bottom teeth right here? See if we can get him to open his mouth. Look at the tongue. You can just kind of barely see the bottom teeth in the front, but no upper teeth.
It's so peaceful here.
Isn't it?
I could stay here all day feeding these giraffes.
We could, but Joel has more animals to feed. So I think we've just about finished off their bucket of carrots here, and we'll have to head on back.
Hate to say goodbye. I'm very glad to have met you. Such wonderful creatures.
Aren't they? Okay, Joel, we can go. Well, we're back.
Oh, thank you for this.
Thanks, Joel. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Thank you very much, Joel.
You're very welcome.
What a wonderful experience this has been.
Well, we've enjoyed having you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thank you, June. May I take a picture of the two of you?
Sure.
I'll remember it all my life. See you later.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go back to my place. I love that trip. Isn't it wonderful to see those animals and to know that there's a place where they can be safe and just live the life that they feel comfortable living? And isn't it wonderful that there are people like Joan and Joel who want to take good care of all kinds of wildlife? Did you notice that there were whole families of birds and elephants and giraffes? Families together. I just love to see animals and wonder what they might be thinking. That's the good thing about toys. You can play about what you've just done. I think I'll get the trolley, and we can have some pretend about our friends in the neighborhood of make-believe. Here, trolley. Let's make-believe something about animals. Queen Sarah loves animals and all kinds of other things. She and somebody else who cares about animals and food could be at the castle garden as the trolley goes by in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, here's the trolley. Hello, trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Yes. Oh, Chef Brockett, you are such a fine cook.
Well, thank you, Queen Sarah. I love to make things for people to eat.
Oh, I know you do. And I guess you know my friend Princess Zelda. She likes to make things for people to look at and listen to.
Oh, I know Princess Zelda is a great playmaker.
Right now, she's looking for a bulldog.
She's going to make up a play with a bulldog?
Yes, and very frankly, she wants you.
But I'm not a bulldog.
Oh, she knows that, dear. She wants a singer to play the part of a bulldog. Oh,
I am the bulldog of the jungle.
Oh, you'll be just fine. I'll tell Princess Zelda I've found a bulldog.
I'll bring the refreshments,
oh,
too.
Oh, what a helpful man you are, Chef Brockett. See you soon, and thank you again.
Farewell, Queen Sarah. You're welcome.
Hi, Chef Brockett.
Lady Avalyn.
How would you think a giraffe would look?
Well, very tall with a very, very long neck.
A giraffe with a very short neck.
A short-necked giraffe.
That's right. That's what she said.
Who?
Princess Zelda. I just talked with her, and she wants a short-necked giraffe for her play.
She wants a bulldog, too.
Yes, I know. Oh, I wonder who could play the part of a bulldog.
I am the bulldog of the jungle.
Of course. You'll be perfect.
I wonder what kind of play she's cooking up now.
With a bulldog and a short-necked giraffe.
Well, in the neighborhood of make-believe, you never know.
That's right. Anything can happen.
In the meantime, I have to deliver the rest of these veggie treats and then get back to my place and make some more.
It's fun to make stuff for people, isn't it?
Sure is. Incidentally, You would make a great short-necked giraffe.
You think so, Mr. Bulldog?
I certainly do. See you later, Miss Giraffe.
Okay, bye.
Lady Evelyn, how are you?
I'm fine, Daniel. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
I was just reading a book about tigers.
But you are a tiger.
I know. I read everything I can about tigers.
You want to know about your ancestors?
Yes. And you know something?
What?
I don't think I'm very much like other tigers.
You look like a tiger to me.
But I don't act like other tigers.
You mean you don't roar and growl and show your teeth and scare people? Is that what you mean?
That's some of it.
So?
So it makes me feel bad sometimes.
You feel bad because you don't scare people and you aren't mean to them?
But that's what tigers are supposed to do.
Well, maybe old, wild tigers do that because maybe that's who they are.
But what about me?
You're not an old wild tiger. You're a new tame tiger.
That's not in any of the books.
No. You're an advanced breed of tiger.
I am?
Sure. You've evolved from your ancestors into something finer than any tiger has ever been.
I have?
Sure. Oh, if you were like one of those tigers in the books, I would never come and visit you.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd be too scared of you.
Oh, I see.
Do you?
I think. You're saying that I don't have to be just like the ones in the book to be all right?
Exactly. In fact, I'm really glad you're just exactly the way you are.
You mean that, don't you, Lady Aberlin?
I certainly do. I'm glad you're the way you are. I'm glad you're you. I'm glad you can do the things that you can do. I like how you look. I like the way that you feel. I feel that you have a right to be quite pleased with you. I'm glad you're the way you are. I think you're fine. I'm glad you're the way you are. The pleasure's mine. It's good that you look the way you should. Wouldn't change you if I could, 'cause I'm happy you are you.
Happy you are you, too. Thanks, Lady A. I'll think about that song when I read my book.
And I'll think about you while I'm pretending to be a short-necked giraffe.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yes, and Princess Zelda wants me to come over to the castle, so I've got to go.
I like you a lot, Lady Aberlin.
Ugga-mugga, Daniel.
Ugga-mugga. Thanks. Oh.
Wouldn't change you if I could either, Charlie.
Hmm.
A tame tiger and a giraffe with a short neck. Anything is possible in make-believe. That's the good thing about play. You can pretend anything in your play. But we won't pretend, we'll just feed the fish. There you are, fish. That is not pretend food. That is real food. I think they're hungry. I'll finish this roll of film in here and take it to be developed tomorrow. I was just thinking. I'm glad you're the way you are. I'm glad you're you. I'm glad that you do the things that you can do. I like how you look. I like the way that you feel. I feel that you have a right to be quite pleased with you. I'm glad you're the way you are. Yeah, I am. When people let you know that they're glad you're the way you are, doesn't that give you a beautiful feeling inside yourself? I know I like it when people say to me, I'm glad you're the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. I'm going to leave those animals there, and we'll see more about them next time.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.